You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the Salvation Army released their State of the Nation report, which claims that New Zealand is heading off the track in terms of housing, poverty and imprisonment. BFM reporter Alice Canton spoke to the author of the report, Alan Johnson, and started by asking what he thought were pressing issues facing vulnerable New Zealanders.
Look, I think the biggest issue that we face, not just as a country, but particularly vulnerable New Zealanders face, is the prospect that they're going to be left behind. That as our economy grows and as working people in employment and others get richer and wealthier and have more money in their pockets, we're leaving maybe 10% of the people behind. And these are people, most of whom are actually on working age benefits and their kids. And we just think that, you know, we could do better as a country, and we need to be very careful that doesn't become just an accepted way of things happening in New Zealand.
Mm. Aside from a strong social a concern from a social perspective, how do you think this would impact on the wider economy, potentially for those, you know, those privileged people who are in a place where they have an income? How might we be able to communicate the impact that it could have on them directly?
Look, I think it's about taking a longer term view and looking at what sort of society we want to build. Part of the issue, of course, is that if you let kids grow up in poverty, they're not going to do well at school, they're not going to be as productive as they could have been as adults, they're probably going to have lives that are diminished as a result of that, and we're all the poorer for that. And I think the other thing is that all you need to see is what happens when we do that. We end up building more prisons, and that's exactly what the government's doing. So either way you pay, as a taxpayer and as a citizen, you either pay for decent environments for young kids to grow up in and flourish in, or you pay for prisons. And those are the choices that are being offered right now, to be honest, and we challenge them.
Hmm. Interesting that you raise this notion of the taxpayer, which of course is all of us that are in a position of income. So usually I would ask at this point, what would you like to see the government doing in terms of moving these actions through these actions or moving through these issues? But what for the taxpayer would you suggest is a way that we could be putting some pressure on the government to ensure they're creating good long-term strategy?
Look, the election this year may be fought on tax cuts, and we need as citizens and taxpayers to say, hey, we don't want tax cuts, we want decent public services. We want a society that's, you know, fair and reasonable and peaceful. We don't want a society where we have to have more police to protect us from other people who are likely to commit crime on us because they feel aggrieved and isolated. So I think that's the first thing as citizens and taxpayers we should say, actually, this isn't just about more money in my pocket, it's about what we can do as a society, and we have to accept that we have to pay taxes for that. I think the second thing is that within that, if the government then said, look, let's use the tax dollars we've got, and the government's been really careful to try to do that efficiently, and no one wants to see waste. But we need to start to think about building houses that are affordable and accessible to people on low incomes. We need to start to think about how we can support families better than we have been, and we do need to start to think about how we can address issues such as educational inequality, which still sort of mars the progress that many of our young people can make.
Alice also spoke to Green Party co-leader Matiria Tude about the report.
The State of the Nation report from the Salvation Army is extremely concerning because it shows that while there's been economic growth and an increase in the number of jobs, there has been no decrease in child poverty and no improvement in housing for low-income families. So it's showing that that some people are doing well out of the economy, but those people are not the children at the very bottom or the families who are struggling the most. So we have a system that is designed to improve the well-being for those at the top, but is leaving too many people behind.
And the effects for these vulnerable young people, being the most vulnerable here, I mean, what happens to a neglected state where this is an ongoing problem?
Well, you end up with the situation we see, homelessness at an all-time high, families who are working but don't earn enough money, so they're still living out of their cars. Every morning they get up in their cars, they get their kids off to school, they go off to work, and every night they go back to their cars because they have no place to live. I mean, this is not these are not isolated examples. You know, there are thousands of New Zealand families living in this kind of situation, living in shacks, living in cockroach-infested motel rooms and campgrounds. All, some of them, many of them working, all of heaps of them with kids, and just not being able to make enough money to have a decent life. So there's no... At the same time, we have a government who's refusing to accept the housing crisis, who are selling off more state houses than they are building, and making it very difficult for the families in the most need to get access to even to decent housing, let alone decent incomes. This is a lost generation if we don't do something about it very soon.
Mm. And as you've indicated, it's a complex, there are multiple social issues here, the housing, mm-hmm. the unemployment. Yep. What would you like to see as a priority that the government sets for moving forward or through this current crisis?
We need two things. Housing and income both need to be dealt with. Housing, we just need government to working with communities, iwi, the private sector, to build more houses, to stop the state house sell-off, to stop evicting people for spurious reasons, and to make sure that there is housing for those who need it the most. We've done that before in this country, we can do it again. And then we need to focus on incomes. You know, the poverty rates are still shockingly high because incomes are shockingly low. And there's no other magic way of fixing that other than making sure the welfare system works for those who are in need, and that we have a high wage economy that makes sure even those in more menial jobs are still earning enough money to live a decent life. Now, this is a very basic standard of living that we expect for all New Zealand families, that they can pay for their rent and their power, put food on the table, their kids can get a decent education. None of this is particularly flash, it's just very straightforward, but we can't even make sure that families are doing well enough to have a roof over their head.
Hear. It's not just nice to haves, but essentials.
No. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. They're essentials, and they're what we would expect for every family. We don't expect New Zealand families to be living out of their cars, going to work and going to school every day. We would never expect that should be the new norm. But the State of the Nation report from Salvation Army is saying it is now the new norm. We've had static rates of child poverty now for 10 years. I mean, this, and nothing government has done, all the arguments about growing the economy will fix everything. That's just not true. It's proven to be false. So let's do something different. We'll focus on those families first, make sure that they have what they need, decent housing and decent income. It's not hard.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.